Okay, so I'm Caroline and I'm interviewing Pam, and we're going to talk about D-Day. I'm going to put a bit nearer to you, okay? So I'm going to ask you the first question. How old were you in 1939-40? 44.
I was born December 1940, so June 1944, I was 3 and a half.
Okay, and where did you live at that time?
And I lived at what is Forge Cottage now, at Hambledon, at the corner of Cam's Lane, with my grandfather, my grandmother, and my mum, and my sister.
And did you run a shop?
My grandfather ran the village stores next to it, next to the house.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up.
And wasn't it a stables or...?
My grandfather had been a blacksmith. And so the old blacksmith had been pulled down from the side of the house and was located next to the house, which is now...
The tea rooms, no?
No, next door to the tea rooms, the cottage.
Which is a house?
Yes.
Okay. And so the tea rooms were actually the shop?
The tea rooms was the shop,
okay,
yes.
Okay, got it.
Now, it was a village store. It sold everything. It was mainly hardware, right. Cycles, paraffin,
okay.
Oil, farmers' necessities,
yeah.
Cartridges.
For shooting, yeah. And so therefore you weren't very far away from where all these troops were stationed.
Well, the troops were stationed all around Hambledon. I remember the toilet block was up at Berry Lodge. Of interest to little girls.
Yeah.
And but the troops and the tanks were all around the village, and the soldiers.
And they
were just around.
And could you walk freely?
Yes, you could walk freely. There used to be a tank for a long time was parked outside Hartridge's, that was then the factory, and with a big ditch next to it, which they then filled in later.
And did you talk to the troops?
I probably did, but I was only three.
Yeah.
So, but I remember quite vividly having to go up the lane when the sirens went, and we had to go to the air raid shelter.
And where was that then?
Just up at Mr. and Mrs. Diamond's house, which was just up Cam's Lane.
Oh, right, OK. And what about up Bury Lodge?
Bury Lodge, that was across the fields the other way. That's where the troops were, a lot of them were stationed, or they were camped.
Right.
But on this particular day, there was a huge beech tree outside Forge Cottage on the corner of the field, and we were standing under the beech tree looking at the field because all the soldiers had congregated into the field opposite Snowdrop Cottage.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And somebody very special was coming, so we had to wait and see. And then along came Winston Churchill.
Wow.
And Winston Churchill was very important to my grandfather because my grandfather had been a liberal sort of man. And of course, Winston Churchill had been the Liberal Prime Minister.
Oh, yes.
Earlier on in the century.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, having been famous during the war, he was very famous. So we were looking at
the pinnacle.
Yes, and he was the most important man on the field. And
did he come with a great entourage? Or
he was obviously very important because there were four very important people and they were walking up and down in front of all the troops lined up. And it was all very formal. And
And where did Winston Churchill stay, do you know?
Well, I don't actually know where he stayed. It may have been at Southwark, but I do know that he and the King and Eisenhower and Montgomery all went up to Berry Lodge for tea that afternoon.
Very special.
With, I think it might have been Captain Butler at the time.
Was it Taylor? was a tailor.
No, it was Montgomery.
But who was in Bury Lodge, I think?
Oh, no, it was the Butlers.
Butlers, oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, always Butlers.
Butlers, okay. And I believe the troops were all over Bury Lodge fields.
Yes, that's where they camped, mostly.
Right, that must have been an awful lot of men around.
Yes, there were quite a lot, but of course they were hidden.
Ah.
Because that was the whole point of the D-Day preparations, was that they were all hidden. Ah. And the aeroplanes would come over to Portsmouth, bomb Portsmouth, so they had to be hidden in the trees.
Very
so that's where the woods were, as was Southwark, of course. Not Southwark, Creech Woods.
Yeah,
there were a lot there.
Yeah, I saw them.
Again, it was the tree coverage.
Right.
So they couldn't be seen from the air.
And were there many trees on the Bury Lodge side of the road?
Yes, all trees. Up the lane.
Where those cattle are now?
No, the opposite, where the big house is, Bury Lodge House.
Okay.
To the side of Bury Lodge House
was
all trees.
Wow.
And that's where the toilet block was.
Ah. And what did all these soldiers do for food? Did they come to your shop?
I don't actually remember them coming to the shop, but I'm sure there were plenty of rabbits.
Uh-huh.
Around.
Yeah.
Rabbits, rooks were the great staple diet.
Okay.
During the war. and I think them. Yes, I don't think there was... they never seemed to be a nuisance at all. They were just
the troops.
Around.
And
yes.
Did your mum give you any instructions about the troops?
No, we were just... Yes, we were just allowed to do anything.
Okay.
There were no do's and don'ts.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.